From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The U.S. military suffered another major setback last night in Iraq with the simultaneous crash of two Black Hawk helicopters in the northern city of Mosul. 17 soldiers died, 5 were wounded, and 1 remains unaccounted for. Earlier in the day, Iraqi officials announced they had agreed on a plan to end the occupation of the country by June of next year. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
The U.S. military says both Black Hawk helicopters crashed at the same time, shortly after sunset. One Black Hawk slammed into a house, and the other hit the ground just 250 yards away. But eyewitnesses say they saw the two aircraft collide in midair, and one unnamed U.S. officer told the Reuters news agency that one of the Black Hawks had been hit by hostile fire. Guerrilla fighters have brought down 3 U.S. helicopters in recent weeks. Military spokesmen refused to speculate on the cause of last night's crashes. They say the incident is still under investigation. This Black Hawk collision occurred less than an hour after members of Iraq's governing council announced a new agreement with Washington to speed up the transfer of power in Iraq and end the U.S. occupation within the next 8 months. Governing Council member Ahmed Chalabi said Iraq would regain its sovereignty after the election of a provisional government by June of 2004.
And with its assumption of power, the state of occupation will end, and the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority, will be dissolved, and the role of the Governing Council will end with the establishment of an Iraqi provisional government with full sovereignty.
The U.S. administrator, Paul Bremer, hammered out this agreement with the U.S.-appointed council yesterday after returning to Baghdad from urgent talks at the White House earlier this week. He scrapped an earlier plan that would have delayed the restoration of Iraqi independence until a new constitution was written. Under this new plan, a series of provincial committees and caucuses are to appoint a transitional assembly by May of next year. It is from within this parliamentary body that the provisional government is to be elected. If both sides can stick to the schedule, July 1, 2004 will become the next Iraqi Independence Day. Along the way, Bremer and the governing council will have to work out agreements on the future status of the occupying U.S. military force. Depending on the security situation, Iraqi governing council chairman Jalal Talabani said U.S. troops might stay as, quote, invited guests.
If we need them, we ask them, we permit them to stay for a while. If we will not be in need to them, we will respectfully say bye-bye, dear friends, grateful to you, thankful for what you have done for our people.
But Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has already contradicted Talabani. In statements to reporters during a trip to Asia, Rumsfeld insisted that under the new agreement, Iraqis did not have the authority to speed up the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.